A massive heat wave is killing people in many countries around the world. Most die of heat stroke. Heat stroke is the most serious heat-related sickness. It can develop when body temperatures reach 40.5 degrees Celsius or 105 degrees Fahrenheit. Victims need water and other cooling measures. Untreated, heat stroke can lead to organ failure and death. Those who survive can suffer permanent damage. A heat wave in Pakistan will join this year's heat wave in India as one of the 10 deadliest in world history. Extreme heat has killed more than 1,500 people in Pakistan. High temperatures a few months ago in India killed nearly 2,200 people. Temperatures in areas of India and Pakistan have reached as high as 47 degrees Celsius. For Pakistan, seasonal rains are expected to begin in the middle of this month, which will cause temperatures to drop. The country should be free of the very hot weather that hit recently. But Europe does not have a similar rainy season to help break the extreme heat. Millions there may continue to suffer temperatures as high as 40 degrees Celsius. The heat wave there began June 27th. The World Meteorological Organization says it does not expect an immediate end to the extreme heat. It says extremely high temperatures and dry weather conditions will continue in many parts of Europe. Claire Nullis is an official with the World Meteorological Organization. She says many people are comparing the current heat wave in Europe to that in 2003. That heat wave killed tens of thousands of people. But she says this latest heat wave began much earlier in the summer season. It is also affecting a much wider area. However, she also says Europe is much better prepared to deal with the heat wave than it was in 2003. Omar Badur is a climate expert at the World Meteorological Organization. He says it is too early to link the current heat waves to man-made climate change. Mr. Badur says scientists need to make computer models of the heat wave after it ends. He says the model will be created from information including affected areas, temperatures, the start and end dates, and duration of the heat wave. The model will help scientists investigate the cause or causes of the extreme weather. However, Mr. Badur says the frequency and the intensity of heat waves seem to fit climate change predictions. Many parts of the western United States are also suffering from high temperatures and extremely dry conditions. The WMO warns that the states of California, Washington, and Oregon are at increasing risk of wildfires as the drought continues. The WMO says Canada is also preparing for severe wildfires. Extreme heat is also affecting southwestern and southeastern China. Recent temperatures there have risen above 35 degrees Celsius. I'm Ana Mateo. And now for words in this story. Massive, adjective, very severe. Duration, noun, the length of time that something exists or lasts. Frequency, noun, the number of times that something happens during a particular period. Drought, noun, a long period of time during which there is very little or no rain.